Hello, this is Collective Noun. For a high-quality program, press 1. You have pressed 2.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Welcome to the show tonight.
Exciting night for me, Dom. I've just started a new position.
Have you?
A new job. A new career, actually.
Can you do it alongside this radio
Hopefully
show?
Hopefully it'll be during the day, so at night I'll be able to still do the radio show. But I've taken a position in the marketing department for strawberries.
Oh, right, okay. That's good news.
I know we've had a big strawberry saga this week.
Yep.
And we need to get the message out that strawberries are okay to eat if you cut them up. And that's my job. That's what I've taken on. That's my message to get out there, that you need to cut up your strawberries.
Now, in this job, are your wages being paid in direct strawberries?
Yeah, I get paid in strawberries, and I'm fine with that.
Oh, yeah.
I get paid eight punnets an hour.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's a good wage, actually. I mean, obviously, with inflation, you'd want to check it's a competitive wage. Mm. But I actually have thought in the past, various food jobs out there, I'd be happy if they paid me in the product.
I am working for a guy who's getting paid 8 crates an hour.
Oh, wow.
And so he's
Jeez.
A little bit of a fat cat.
The high end of town,
yeah,
eh?
And that's a dream.
Yeah,
I can
it.
Dream. If I stay in this strawberry marketing role for a while, I'd probably move up to the crate.
And I can imagine when you're in the car park at the end of the day and you see him loading crates into the car.
I was thinking one day that will be me.
One day that'll be you. And it's good to have ambition to climb.
Well, he doesn't drive a car. It's a forklift.
Yeah, of course.
Obviously, to take all the crates.
Yeah, that's it. But you look at him and you think, I'll climb the strawberry ladder one day and I'll get there.
My first move as Strawberry's new marketing manager is to write a song, a jingle, to remind people to cut up their strawberries when they eat them. And I want to play that to you, Dom, a little later on.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Dom, the strawberry saga. Has been all over the news this week.
Yeah.
There's some needles found in some strawberries.
Yeah, recalls everywhere. Everybody's saying be careful with your fruit.
Now everyone's saying, though, the strawberries are safe if you cut them up.
Yep.
Now everyone go out and buy strawberries because the strawberry farmers have strawberries to sell, and if you don't buy them, they're going to go to waste.
We've got a glut of strawberries in the country now. Everyone needs to work strawberries into their diet any way they can this weekend.
It's strawberry smoothies, strawberry pancakes.
Yeah.
Just strawberries on their own. Shut up.
Strawberries on steak. I mean, there's really no end to the possibilities of what you can do with strawberries this weekend.
Why not?
Yeah, why not? Work it in.
We need to get the message out that it's okay to eat strawberries if you cut them up.
Mm.
And I was thinking that I could help the marketing team.
Okay.
This is what I'm thinking. We'll need to get the message out that strawberries are okay if you cut them up.
Yep.
We'll need to get the message out in a way that's catchy.
Yeah, that catches attention.
But also gets stuck in people's head.
Okay, and maybe something that's actually going to make a splash that people will notice.
I think there's only one crossover that could help the strawberry farmers out at the moment.
Okay.
Cut them up, do 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 do. Cut them up, do 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 do. Cut them up, do 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 do. Cut them up. Cut them up, do 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 do. Cut them up, do 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 do. Cut them up, do 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 do. Cut them up.
I mean, some parents might have some triggering emotions hearing that tune.
Yeah.
But I think the message is a good one.
I think the message is a great one. And who would have thought the baby shark would be the thing that saves the farmers?
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom. This is Dom's Google history.
Dom, you can learn so much about someone by what they search on the internet. That's why each week we go through your Google searches. You don't know what we found.
Yep.
You don't know what we're going to read out.
No.
What you do need to do is tell us why you Googled the weird and wonderful things that you've Googled.
Now, if you've been listening to the show throughout the week, your ears aren't deceiving you. This is the third time we've done it this week.
We've had a glut of Google searches and leading into the school holidays as an end of term celebration.
Yeah.
We're running it every night, baby!
We've had an oversupply and Zach's trying to get it all out the door.
This is the equivalent of the last week of school when you just kept on watching a lot of movies.
Yeah.
It was just the best bits of school.
Sure. All right, what do you got?
Our first Google search, Dom, was this afternoon, Thursday at 4:18 p.m. Why are there so many lawyers?
Yeah,
there's an infestation of lawyers.
Let me explain this logic to you. I was thinking about this afternoon.
Like, you're going to have to explain it.
Yeah, so you know how like you go to a university.
Yeah.
A hell of a lot of people are studying law.
Yeah.
Right? How often have you needed a lawyer in your life? A
couple of times.
Right. Now, I reckon less people are studying medicine. How often you needed a doctor? Significantly more.
Well, a couple
significantly
of times.
More. I think there
you always, this is always the problem in your logic.
Yeah.
You just go like, well, if I have an experience that no one has.
I'm sure some people need lawyers every now and then, but no more than you need an optometrist.
Yeah, but you're assuming that lawyers are for citizens.
What do you mean?
They work in companies and they work with other companies.
I think there's a scam going on there. I think there's too many lawyers. Well, there's no way in hell we need that many lawyers. And that's
like lots of organizations. In fact, almost all organizations of a certain size employ lawyers.
Well, I found an article that touched on this. Also, we don't need to worry. All the lawyers are listening to AM radio. They're not listening to this.
There's young lawyers.
Yeah, but even they like Radio National.
No, I know lawyers who listen to this network.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. The only lawyers I've met love Radio National and talk to me about.
They're the ones that we employ to make sure we don't say the wrong thing.
Oh, right, them. No, they do. They do love this station, of course. No, but apparently in America, I can't talk about Australia, but in America, there's such an oversupply of lawyers now that, like, lawyer wages have gone significantly down. There's not enough jobs to meet demand. So I was onto something there, Zach.
No, you weren't. The next thing you Googled, Sunday at 3:45 p.m., could you make a battery-powered toaster?
Yeah. Okay, well, you're not allowed to steal this for your next million-dollar idea.
Yeah. I've never been at the park and wanted toast.
No, I was thinking
I
about
use my
this.
Phone on the train. I don't want toast.
I was thinking, surely it can't take that much power to power a toaster.
Why?
Because they're pretty small.
But it's not about size. That's like saying your phone doesn't need a lot of power.
Yeah, and they're battery-powered. Exactly. You've made my point for me.
Yeah, but there's battery-powered cars.
I'm saying if you're going camping, sure, you might like to have toast.
Yeah. I feel like you have a fire. That's a pretty good toaster.
I feel like there's a market for battery-powered toasters. 100% there is. You could have them rechargeable, like rechargeable electric toothbrushes. You put them on their pad, and then they're good to go for a week.
But toasters aren't an item that you want to take out and about often.
Why not?
Well, why?
I don't know.
When was the last time you were out and about and you thought, I want some toast?
Mainly if you're going camping is what I'm thinking.
Yeah, but there's fires.
Okay, well, I forgot about fires when I Googled that.
Turns out, nature's toaster.
Also, there are battery-powered toasters. I found some listings. They're rare, but they do exist. If you want one, do a Google search.
The fact that they're rare probably indicates there's not demand for it.
Maybe.
Okay, so we've had too many lawyers. We've had those battery-powered toasters.
Sure.
Your last search was Sunday at 11:19 p.m. Can you choose to fly in a helicopter instead of a plane at the airport? And then 1 minute later, okay. Sunday, 11:20, can I catch a helicopter interstate?
Yeah. Okay, and I think this is because we all catch planes every now and then if you have to travel interstate, right? That is how we travel interstate most often. Is airplane travel, right? Yeah. Or overseas.
Yeah.
I was wondering, are there I know that might be a bit more expensive or whatever, but are there helicopter options for that?
Well, you could charter a helicopter.
Yeah, but that's like chartering a plane. Super expensive.
Yes,
are there commercial helicopter like airlines, right? I think I'll helicopter down to, down to Tassie
distances.
This weekend.
No, not to go to Tasmania. I wouldn't imagine.
Why not?
Because it's not economical. Planes can fit a lot of people in.
I just think, like, as you...
And they go much faster.
If you want to go on a helicopter, like, joyride, like, that's the cost of an interstate flight. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous. Helicopters should be cheaper. I think
but
that's another rort.
You base your opinions on literally nothing.
No. I think it's another rort. I think there's too few helicopters and too many lawyers. If half of the amount of lawyers in
there's
law school...
There's not helicopters because it's not a good way to travel long distances.
Well, maybe we should change that. That's
Why? This doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense.
Have you been in a helicopter?
No, I haven't.
They're really good fun.
Yes, how fun something is isn't how I pick how I travel. Otherwise, I'd be traveling everywhere on a unicycle. And I don't do that.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
R&B Fridays kicks off in 50 minutes, Dom. So I have invented a brand new R&B Fridays inspired game show.
Okay.
It goes like this. It's called I Don't Think You're Ready for This Jelly. Yeah. I've invented three different types of jelly.
Sure.
Dom, you have to eat them and see if you can guess what I have made into jelly. These are all edible. Wow. They're all things you'll find in your cupboard.
Okay.
But they're not usually found in jelly form.
All right, so hang on. What do you mean they're not? What sort of foods could you make into jelly that isn't jelly?
You can make anything into jelly by adding gelatin or vegetarian substitute for gelatin.
You grind it up first or something or melt it first and then turn it into jelly.
No, you just add gelatin.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Did not know that. I'm learning stuff about jelly tonight. All right, well, I see you have some jelly in front of you now.
I do. I have three different jellies. Okay. You need to take a spoonful of each jelly and tell me what you taste. I don't think you're ready for this jelly.
No, I don't think I am either, because I imagine these aren't nice tasting
things. Bringing them over. No, these are all things that you would eat.
Okay, all right, that's cool.
In your day-to-day life.
That doesn't necessarily mean they're good. They could be savory items you've turned into jellies, but okay.
I want you to start on the right.
Oh, these don't look good, Zach.
I want you to start on the
right.
Move across. So the first one, describe what it looks like.
I'll just say there's a really bad smell wafting at me from these jellies, and I don't know
which
one it is.
They're not the most appetizing jellies.
Oh, Zach, I can't eat these. I'm going to throw up. I've been feeling sick all night.
Just have a bite. It's a great game. Our first jelly. Dom's putting into his mouth now. It's red. It has a few chunks in it.
I can smell what this is. I don't even need to taste it. I know what the first jelly is.
Oh, well, you got
to
taste it.
Why do I have to taste it? I know what it is, and this is going to be the most foul thing I've ever tasted.
What do you think it is?
How is this number one?
What do you
think it is? It's baked beans.
Okay, have a taste.
It is.
Have a taste.
And how is that the first?
Have a taste.
I'm not having a taste.
It's not baked beans. You have to have a taste of all of them, and I want a good spoonful too.
No, you're not having...
No, not a tiny spoonful. It has to be a decent spoonful. Hey, you barely even had that. You barely even put anything in your mouth.
Holy crap, that's hot. Is that Tabasco sauce?
No, that's Nando's extra hot sauce.
Holy crap.
Made into a jelly.
Oh, that! How is that the first?
Dom, you barely had any.
Oh, I'm telling you.
You need to have a spoonful.
I'm telling you, what I just tasted there was enough.
You barely licked it. If you had a microscope, there's barely a molecule on it.
Michael, I'm going to need you to go get me a glass of milk, please. Because this is disgusting.
You basically just wafted some in.
Zach.
You had a little bit of air around the jelly.
I know how these games work. And they normally, as we progress, get more and more extreme. That is honestly one of the most disgusting things
I've tasted. Hold up the jelly. I don't think you even made a dent in it.
If that's jelly number
one. I can't even see. You haven't even had any of that.
I haven't. How would I know it was spicy then?
Because you put the spoon
Shut
against
up.
It and then you lick the spoon.
No. If that's number one, I don't know what...
You have to eat them. You can't be licking them. That doesn't make the game any good.
Well, yeah, okay. All right, I'll do better for number two.
Okay, eat number two. What do we have here? Wait, play our opener again.
Oh, you want the opener again?
What's it called? I don't think you're ready for this jelly, Dom. Jelly number two.
Do you know this is the last show before we go on holidays for a week? I thought it'd be nice, happy.
It is. I made you jelly. I spent all afternoon on this. Jelly number two, something you would find in anyone's cupboard, made into a jelly.
I hate you so much.
Come on, give this one a big spoonful.
Is that enough for you?
Yeah, that's enough.
Oh, this smells so bad.
Come on, put it in your mouth. Tell me what it is.
Not until I have water or milk in front of me.
Come on.
Where is Michael? Yes, quite seriously, bring that in, Michael.
Come on.
I'm going to need that.
Come on.
Thank you. I've got
You're
my milk
holding
now.
Up the crew.
Here we go. Oh.
What is it? What's the second one?
I'm sorry. There's no way I'm having another one of those.
What is it? What is it?
Is that soy sauce?
Correct. Well done. That's a soy sauce jelly.
Zach.
That's delicious. You have soy sauce on your sushi, on your stir fry. Imagine it now in jelly form. Yum.
You told me in the song you're going to enjoy these.
Yeah, you like jelly. Don't you? You told me you like jelly. I make you jellies and now you're complaining about it.
You're an awful human. I really am hating this.
I thought you'd love this game. You told me you loved jellies. Now you're coming and telling me you don't
like
jelly.
You know what I think would be a really fun way to do for this segment? Fun thing to do. To end on two. To wrap it up there and do jelly number three.
I've made one more. So let's have a go at this. For those playing at home, the jellies we've had so far are Nando's extra hot sauce made into a jelly. Dom barely had that. I don't think he even touched his tongue against it. The second one he did have a good spoonful of. That was the soy sauce jelly. We now move on to our last jelly. A hint, it's also a sauce.
This one looks disturbing. It has a film that's formed at the top
of it. Yeah, it's a little bit green. It's my first time making jelly, so I'm not sure if I did a great job. What's the consistency like? Is it jelly-like?
No, it's not. It's sloppy. Oh my gosh, this looks so disgusting. I can't eat this. I have to go to a song. I can't eat this.
Just take a bite.
I will not take a bite.
You're on from one from two. If you can get two from three, you'll be the first ever champion of I don't think you're ready for this
jelly. Do you know what? I'm happy not to be the champion of this game.
Okay,
how
about this?
Stupid game you've invented.
How about this? If you have a nice spoonful of that last one, I'll have a spoonful of the extra hot sauce one.
why not the last one? Why is it so bad?
I'll do the only one. I was imagining that the chili sauce would be the one that you... If you take a spoonful of the last one, I'll take a spoonful of any one that you want me to.
I'm genuinely close to tears here. This is going straight to HR in the morning.
What, that someone tried to do something nice for you?
No, that you talked me into this on air when I didn't have a say in the matter. All right.
The third jelly. What is it, Dom? Down the hatch.
I'm gagging already. Holy crap, what is that? Hang on, that was soy sauce.
Have a guess.
I think that was soy sauce.
Nah, Worcestershire. All right, pass me the chili one. All right, here we go. Nando's Extra Hot Chili. Oh, this is good jelly.
Dig into that and tell me what you've just made me do. Woo!
Hoeing into it.
All right. That's the last eating thing. Yeah, you see what I mean?
Woohoo! Moving through the senses now.
Okay, we need to go to a song. Oh, we might need to call medical help.
You can put that on your chicken. Oh, it'd be totally fine.
Collective now. Oh, quite nice.
Makes you gag a little bit.
Wait a second, Dom. That game is never coming back. Are we clear?
Nah,
ever.
It'll be back next week, everyone.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom. Just on the runway, we're gonna guess where you've come from.
This is a game for anyone currently driving home from the airport by asking you just three questions. We believe we can figure out where you have just come from.
It's a geography game, Zach, and we have Melissa first up, who has just touched down at Melbourne Airport. You have question one for Melissa.
Melissa, what souvenirs are you bringing home from your trip?
A plaque.
With some shells on it. Shells. Okay, that's good.
We're thinking
we
suicide.
Know that it's coastal.
Yeah, okay, that's interesting. Melissa, how many hours of sleep did you get on the plane?
About one.
Okay, well, that could be anything. 1 hour sleep. You got one more question, Zach?
1 hour sleep. So, well, it's not Sydney. Unless she, like, fell asleep almost instantly.
Yeah, slept the whole way. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, well, one more question then for Melissa.
Could be Brisbane, Perth, or international. Okay, was it outside Australia, Melissa?
No.
Okay, it's inside Australia.
It's domestic.
So it has to be, I'm thinking Gold Coast if we're Gold thinking Coast. Shells.
Well, I was thinking a plaque with shells on. I was thinking North Queensland. Like at Cairns or Townsville, something like that.
Well, let's go Cairns. Do you think Cairns?
That's what I'm feeling, Zach. Melissa, have you come from Cairns?
No.
Where was it?
Gold Coast.
Oh, no!
I'm so sorry.
Dom!
I'm so sorry. I am so sorry, Zach. That is 100% on me.
It's so frustrating when you say it.
Yeah, I know.
You tell me not to do it.
You had the winning play set up and I sent us to the other end of the field.
That's why we always say go with the one you say first or else you look like an idiot. Right,
well, let's follow that rule for the second turnaround here.
We have Harry in Melbourne. Dom, you got the first question.
Harry, did you see a beach at any stage of your trip?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. We're thinking not coastal
Gold
again.
Coast, I reckon, Dom.
Oh, okay.
Harry, what should I ask? While you're on the plane... Did you have a travel pillow? You know, one of those pillows that goes around your neck?
Yeah, I didn't, but I could have used one.
Okay.
It was a long flight.
Yeah, I think it's international, Dom. I'm thinking Bali, Dom.
All right.
So if you can push it in that direction, immediately I'm thinking Bali or Fiji.
Well, here's what I'm going to do. Harry, how many hours was the flight?
There was a stopover, but it was 13 hours flight time.
Oh, okay, jeez. I have no idea.
Okay, what's Hawaii?
Hawaii, yeah, that's what I
Because I'm thinking you do a stopover in New Zealand to Hawaii.
Maybe.
That'd be around about that, wouldn't it? I mean, I can't think of anything else coastal that would be... I reckon we do it. It's our first guess. Harry, have you come from Hawaii?
Nah, I've come from Japan.
Japan. You're hitting up the beaches in Japan, Harry?
Yeah, well, actually, I was helping out with the earthquake.
Oh, there you go.
Right next to the beach, so yeah.
Good on you, Harry.
Well, that's one way to, you know, impressive way to spend your holiday.
Yep. I had a mate who did that once, actually. You might have seen him over there, Harry.
Well, he might have. I mean,
Luke's his name. Did you meet a Luke? Probably not.
No Luke's with Harry. Well, we moved on to, and also I will say our deflated tone isn't because Harry wasn't doing great work.
No.
It's just because that's 2 out of 2 we got wrong. And I think give us one more chance to get a point this evening, Zach.
We have Brooke in Melbourne. I do have a globe in front of me. And, Dom, I would like to defer to the globe for this question.
Okay, well, you got a question mark.
Well, I'm trying to narrow the countries down.
Yeah, you do that.
And I am looking at a globe in front of me. Brooke, so I'm just wondering, is the country you come from, did it end in Istan?
Does it what, sorry?
Did it end in Istan?
I-S-T-A-N.
No. Okay, well, that rules out a lot, actually. Turkmenistan, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Kazakhstan,
okay,
and a few others that I'm not going to try to pronounce.
Brooke, was English the first language where you've come from?
Yes.
Okay, so we've got an English first language. Zach, you got one more question for Brooke.
What did you eat on the plane, Brooke?
How's that going to help?
Trust me, it will.
Chili chicken.
See, look, that was a full meal. And it's only one. It was only one. It's within the country. Brooke didn't pause and say, well, which meal? She just said chili chicken straight up. That means there was one meal. No, it means it's within the country.
That doesn't help us at all.
It is.
No, it really doesn't. It could be anywhere.
Brooke's come from Brisbane.
You reckon?
Really confident.
Is that right, Brooke?
No.
Where was it?
It's Fiji, but I don't know if their first language is Fijian, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. That's all right.
Okay. Well, that's a disappointing night at the office, Zach. That's a zero from three.
I think Brooke would have spoke English to the people she spoke to.
I think, and I'm just going to, it's rare that I'll take an act so humble on this show, but tonight's loss is my fault.
Oh, you're going to put that, you're
it's
taking
my
the
fault.
Rap.
We should have won the first one. That would have been a point, and it's all because of me that we got it wrong.
And you know what? I reckon that set us on a path to failure as well.
Okay, well, hold on.
I think after you stuffed up that first one, it really started to throw us off.
Hey, Zach! I thought you might say, no, you're being hard on yourself, mate. Chin up.
No.
You did a good job. Instead, it's a pile
Dom's
on.
Dom's going, all right, I'll volunteer to jump in front of the bus. I'm like, yeah, good on you, mate. I was going to nominate you anyway.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Now, Zach, we uncovered a few interesting facts about me on the show last night in... when you were going through my Google search history, this was the first of my searches on last night's show.
Why are pajamas so expensive?
That was the first thing. I was amazed that a pair of pajamas could set you back $50.
But
it's ridiculous.
Well, pajamas could cost anything, depending on what brand you get.
It is a ridiculous price system for something you're going to sleep in. It doesn't make any sense. A little later on in my Google search history, this came up.
How are people making cool graphs on Excel? You didn't understand how people were turning the numbers on Excel into graphs.
I didn't. However, I did tell you that I'd had a bit of a look at an Excel introductory video on YouTube, but I was starting to get my head around it, and you set me this challenge.
I would like you to make a cool graph. See if you can make one. See if you can chart some data.
I'll make you a cool graph, Zach.
Of the price of PJs.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make you a cool graph about the price of pajamas, and I'll have it for you on the show tomorrow night. Now, I'm not a man to back down from a challenge. This is a little bit of professional development for me today.
Yep.
I had a day where I could work on my skills. And I think, with what I'm about to show you, Zach, it's fair to say that I can now list Microsoft Office Specialist on my resume.
Yeah, I'd love to hear this, Dom, because I'm always up for upskilling.
Yeah, great.
And I know that you've been a big fan of Excel for a while and you've been a bit daunted at the process.
I have. So look, I've spent the day and it did take me about 2.5 hours to do this.
Yeah, well, I'm glad that you're dedicating yourself to your art.
Just keep that in mind with what you're about to look at. I've made a graph about the price of pajamas and I'm sending it to you now. Have a look at what's my handiwork is. Now, for a first effort, I think this is pretty great.
Mm.
Tell me what you can see.
It says pajama prices.
It does, yeah.
Average price.
Mm.
And it's a bar chart.
It's a bar graph, yep.
I chose horizontal
it's
bar chart.
It's 3D as well. How cool is that?
Well, that was just an option that you could have clicked. It says average price $50. They should cost $15.
Yep.
It's not very clearly marked that it's 15. That's just halfway between the 10 and the 20.
Yeah, well, it's just a general vibe that it should be. The bar should be more around that. And I would
say... No, you haven't named either of your access, so I don't know what... 50 what? I don't know, because it doesn't say $50. It just says 50.
Sure.
Could be 50 bananas. I don't know what currency we're working in
I did struggle to figure out how to label the axes. Yeah. I did look into that, but the YouTube video didn't teach me that bit.
Yeah, and is that where it says at the top, pajama prices, at the title of your graph, was that done in Excel? Because it looks like you've tapped that on at the end.
I did that in Word.
Yeah, I thought so. I didn't think that was the same program.
I made the graph in Excel.
Yeah, you couldn't figure out how to do any titles.
I couldn't. No. So I copied it and put it in a Word document. So. Yeah. I typed there.
It's a different font.
Then I did a screenshot of the Word document.
So I thought that's what you might have done. well, I don't want to be offensive here, but like I remember doing Excel in year 7, and it was much more complicated than what you've pulled out.
Well, look at it though, Zach. Looking at this graph, doesn't this give you the information about pajama prices in a great visual way?
Yeah, I guess so. But I don't think it's bringing down any pajama retailers anytime soon. I'm not sure if that's an effective
Do you reckon,
communication of your message.
You've seen my Microsoft Office skills when it comes to PowerPoint.
Yeah.
You're blown away.
I had to interrupt an international holiday once to stop one of Dom's PowerPoints going to one of our bosses. It was that bad. And that's not an exaggeration.
No.
I was on a train in France and I said, sorry, I've got to step out for a moment. This PowerPoint I've been sent is so bad, I'm going to have to call Australia and make sure that Dom doesn't show the boss.
Yep. So you've seen me on PowerPoint. Now you see me on Excel. Which do you think I'm better at?
You're actually better at Excel. And that's this graph in front of you. But that's not saying much, because that PowerPoint looked like a 2-year-old did it. It was amazing. If you told me a monkey was trained and had done it, I would believe you. But I'd also say, like, I would think that monkeys could do better.
Okay. Well, look,
you could auto-generate a PowerPoint that would have been infinitely better.
If it wasn't that bad. Well, okay, it was actually pretty bad in hindsight. It didn't someone at the radio station as well, like someone who was working with the boss, say, how on earth did someone make that?
Thankfully, they redid it.
They were the middle person. But what you're basically hearing there for any potential employers of me down the track is that Dom Fay is an Excel specialist.
Weren't you telling me earlier this evening that you once said on a resume that you were proficient in Microsoft?
Yes.
Microsoft Suite?
The Microsoft Office Suite.
Yeah,
and I think
that was a lie.
Well, what you're seeing tonight, Zach, the evidence speaks for itself.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
This is Collective Noun's Out of Context News.
Making Out of Context News tonight, Donald Trump found out that Coles have ended the Little Shop collectibles.
I don't necessarily agree with it. I'm not thrilled. I don't really, I am not happy about it. But at the same time, I'm letting them do what they feel is best.
Also, Harry Styles loved the new Johnny English movie.
The story is incredible, and it's such an amazing experience going to watch it. And I haven't been like moved like that in a cinema for a long time.
And Pauline Hanson has put in an application for the next season of The Bachelor.
I have no idea what reaction I'm going to get. What reaction will I get? How are they going to deal with it? Will they accept it? Or will they question who I am? I'm about to find out.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Day or nay?
Dom, every day seems to be international this day or national that day.
Mm.
So much so, I feel like if we just made up days, you wouldn't be able to tell the real ones from the fake ones. So what I've done is I have 3 days in front of me.
Yeah.
3 days occurring today, Thursday, the 20th of September. Well, only for the next 8 minutes. The twist is two of them are real, actual days that people celebrate. Yep. And one is one I made up. Dom, you have to pick which one's fake.
I'm getting better at this game. Initially, I had 3 months where I didn't get any right. I think I've got two in a row, though, so this is a big night for me.
You're on a streak.
I am. What do you got?
Our first one is miniature golf day. Putt-putt. Mini golf. All the same thing. We're celebrating today.
Look, I love mini golf as much as the next person. Much more than regular golf, generally. But I don't think mini golf deserves its own day, does it? I mean, of all of the sports, does mini golf get a day?
Well, if golf gets a day, should mini golf get a morning?
But does golf get a day? That's my point.
Probably.
If golf has a day, then mini golf perhaps gets a day as well.
Our next one is Tradesman Day.
Tradie Day?
No, not Tradie Day. Maybe in Australia we call it Tradie Day.
Okay.
But officially it's called Tradesman Day.
And what do you do on Tradesman Day?
I celebrate the trades, I guess.
What do you mean? Like everyone dress up as a plumber?
I don't really know how you'd celebrate. I guess you could dress up as a plumber. I think you could get a plumber to come work at your house.
Okay.
I think you could thank a tradie in your life.
Okay,
you could write a letter to a tradie.
Maybe what you could do is you could damage your house some way that you need to hire a tradie to fix it.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, that's great.
You could have a party celebrating Tradesman's Day.
Yeah.
And then have so much damage that you need a tradesman to come and fix it.
Yeah, that's great. I like it. Although, would it be rude to get a tradesman to work on Tradesman's Day?
No, they'd be working the next day.
Okay, I'm with you now.
The last one is Meet a Neighbour Day, encouraging you to go door to door if you haven't already.
Yep.
And meet a neighbour.
All right. Well, I know you've moved into a new place about a year ago. Have you done the meet the neighbours? Have you done that?
I know about half of them.
That's, hang on, you know half your neighbours.
Are we saying neighbours as in people in the street directly next to you?
Directly next to you.
Oh, well, yeah, I know my neighbours.
You know your neighbours? That's pretty... I don't think I know one of my neighbours on one side.
Yeah. So well, maybe today you could go out and meet a neighbour.
Well, the issue is there's only 6 minutes left. I don't know if they'll appreciate a knock at midnight.
No, they probably wouldn't. You've missed it this year. So what you're going to have to do is avoid them for the good part of the next year. And then on next year's Meet a Neighbour Day, you go over and chat to them.
Hey, I'm Dom from next door. Just wanted to meet a neighbour. You're just bleary-eyed.
I personally feel every day is Meet a Neighbour Day. I don't need a special day to meet my neighbours.
Okay,
I can do that any day of the week.
I'm going to say, I reckon Meet a Neighbour Day is real. That's a great idea.
Okay.
I love that. I reckon Tradesman's Day is real as well. I reckon the one you've made up is Miniature Golf Day.
Incorrect. Miniature Golf Day is an actual day. Tradesman's Day is actually a day. Meet a Neighbour Day does not exist.
But that's the only one of the three this week that really has potential.
Well, take that up with the people who registered the
days. Do you know
what?
I'm going to go and meet my neighbours who are probably tradies and go play mini golf.
Why
That's how I'm spending my weekend.
Celebrate.
That is all we got time for on the show tonight. If you want to hear the full podcast back, search for Collective Noun on iTunes. You can grab it there. And we'll see you in a week's time.
Bye.
That's all from Collective Noun. Grab podcasts and videos online on Facebook at Collective Noun Comedy.